B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ideally, I think we... If you could draw it up perfectly, I think if we started tomorrow would have been the best scenario. So we get another day to sort of take our breath, come in here today. Okay, this is sort of a couple of situations we want to run through, get back into battle. But honestly, I don't know. Someone would have to give me the analytics on what's the exact amount of day of rest. I think sometimes it depends on how healthy you are coming out. Do you need an extra day? Or the guy's ready to go. You want to build off that high that you just came out of. So that's it. You play the hand you're dealt. I think our guys are pretty good at that. We've got a veteran group. They're not going to sort of worry about what could have, should have, whether Cher's playing Sunday that might have. So I heard someone blame it on Cher the other day. I like Cher, by the way.
So I know Bruce Cassidy there sort of poked fun at the idea that Cher is there on Sunday. He heard somebody blame Cher. Huh. I wonder who it is he was listening to. A couple people. A couple people here have been bitching about Cher. And by the way, serious. He even said it himself. It would be better if they started tomorrow, right?
Just telling you, my team ain't ready to go yet.
You know how? I don't think that's what he said. But it'd just be better. Be another day of rest. Get your legs under you.
We got to catch our breath.
Yeah.
We want to get into this team a little more, study him a little more.
Bruce.
Get off our feet.
You guys could start tomorrow if Cher wasn't there on Sunday.
Thank you.
What are you? What is the Garden doing? I just don't know how that happens.
What do you mean? They're taking a check.
Clear. So? So where does that end? Where does that stop?
Disney was ice.
Great. You have all summer to collect checks.
Yeah.
You have all summer long to fill your building with Cher and whatever other nonsense you want to put in there. You have an entire regular season schedule for both teams that you can work around and schedule concerts throughout the season. In fact, they do. They collect all kinds of checks. But this is not exactly late in the playoff season when you have two teams that play in that building. Cher. It's ridiculous that Cher has a concert there on Sunday.
She's trying to turn back time then.
More from Bruce Cassidy. He talked about the music selections at the Garden. I don't know how this came up.
It was different.
I liked Shipping Up to Boston because it's the last song out of the last time out of the third period, and we're usually winning. So that to me is music to my ears when that one comes on. Other than that, I don't pay a lot of attention unless someone comes up on the screen, it's like, I'm Noel Achari, listen to, and it's Pearl Jam, that's my band. So, besides Cher, of course. But so if it's Pearl Jam song, I'm like a little more dialed in. Otherwise, not really. Matt was on there? Caribbean Queen? Love it. Good call.
Thanks, everyone.
The sports guys love Pearl Jam, don't they?
They really do.
Oh, my God.
Hockey guys.
Theo.
Hockey.
No, sports.
No, sports guys.
Theo's big Pearl Jam guy. Gammons. Gammons love
Pearl
Jam.
If you play the guitar and you go to hot stove.
A what?
Hot stove,
and
cool music.
And you've got
music,
a what?
And you play the guitar. Shut up. Don't, I almost said it. And you didn't dump that. Didn't
Wendy's nuts.
Right. If you got a hot, yeah, hot stove, cool music.
Yeah.
So that 10 times fast.
Hot stove, cool music. Hot stove, cool music. Hot stove, cool music.
Hot stove, cool music. Hot stove, cool music. Hot stove, cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's the seventh time. Seventh time. Say it seven times fast, but you can't do it.
But he likes Shipping Up to Boston, though, because he knows it to be in a specific time of the game.
Yeah. It's like Josie.
Because,
and their last song has a positive connotation to it.
Last song in the third period out of the last time out, and we're usually leading, so that's music to my ears.
Good. Good answer. Pays attention. But Cher, Sunday, embarrassing. This is a problem.
Doesn't affect him.
It doesn't? Cher?
Yeah.
Could have started the series tomorrow.
I mean, that was
it does
quick,
affect them.
That was a quick
Sunday
way to get,
was not
get
an
a game
option.
In. Quick way to get a game in. Boom, boom.
Yeah. Be fine.
Could have gone Friday, Sunday.
No, listen, I'm not saying that it's just not ideal. And he's saying, he's even admitting it's not ideal.
I mean, I like a Saturday night game.
Yeah, you're going now.
Yeah.
As you said right off the top tonight.
You know it.
In. I still don't totally believe him, Hardy. No. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I don't totally believe him.
I'm in.
Brian's in the car on Tuukka Rask. Brian.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Thanks for taking my call. First of all, Cher on Sunday is a joke. They need to schedule that later.
Who? Well, real quick, what man is going to Cher?
No, but why would you schedule it?
Like, really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Between Bruins and Celtics playoffs, the sweep's still alive. Whatever. But to my original point, I've been on the anti-Tuukka crowd for a long time, and that Game 7 was the game that I've been looking for a long time, where he controlled that game. Not complimented it, but controlled it. And you look at the rest of the field, and the most prolific goal scorers are now off the board. Kucherov, Stamkos, and Ovechkin. The rest of the way here, you now can build off that Game 7 confidence and go into teams like Columbus and New York and maybe Carolina. They're great offenses, no doubt, but none to the like of what Tampa and Washington had to offer you. So this is a really good opportunity for Rask to build upon that confidence, and let's see if he can make a run here and continue this trend. Thanks, guys.
Okay, and that coming from a Tuukka hater. Someone who's down on Tuukka, but says now that he's sort of seen all these guys get cleared out of the playoffs, Tampa Bay gone, Capitals gone, that Tuukka may build on what he already had going for him in the Toronto series. Lou is in Douglas. Hi, Lou.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Lou.
Don't take that picture,
though. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Rosenberg was just signing that big contract, you know.
Ben Roethlisberger. Yep.
Right? And then Russell Wilson signed a $65 million contract.
Yep.
Can you tell me what Tom Brady's worth, man? I'm such a I got friends, you know. I played football when I was younger. And Tom Brady's the best quarterback I ever seen in my life. And he's going to get $15 million.
We were just talking about this earlier with Beadle, and I said, you know, Beadle said he's somewhere around, like, between 30 and 35. 35 is a stretch, I think. But somewhere around between, like, 28, 32 million.
Why you got to do that to him?
I got that.
Why you do that to Luke?
2 years fully guaranteed, $60 million, I think you get the deal done.
He's got a good question. It's something we led the show with today. And that is, now that we saw Ben Roethlisberger get $34 million a year on a two-year contract, if Brady's getting a contract that's 2 or 3 years in length, what's he going to get? Same phase. This isn't about a 30-year-old Russell Wilson who's in the prime of his career. This is about a guy who's also at the end of his career and isn't as good as Tom Brady. And now there's just more and more guys that are up in that mid-30s in terms of average money being paid. Russell Wilson at 35. Rodgers approaching 34. Roethlisberger on his new deal, $34 million a year. You're in the second tier if you're in that $28 to $30 million a year range now. Which is where Brady's always been. He's always been in the second tier of guys. Which means he's going to need 2 years and $60 million.
Like I said, from the team perspective, this really, you know, with Brady going into sort of that walk year as Roethlisberger was last year of a four-year deal, this is one you didn't need at this time. Because it's really a true comparable. It's a guy late in his career, 37 or older, that really is breaking down physically, that has talked more about retirement than Brady ever has. They just gave him that after losing Antonio Brown and, you know, Le'Veon Bell. You've taken two big, massive weapons away. Guys at the top of their position in the same team, in the same backfield and huddle. He said, just go in games, Ben. Go. Tells you what they think of Mason Rudolph, too, who they wasted a second-round pick on a year ago. Yeah, what's that going to be? A guy going to be a 5-year developmental project? Yeah? So, I mean, what are you going to just get rid of Ben at the end and just eat, what, $40 million? No. Roethlisberger's there another 3 years. Tells you what they think of Rudolph.
617-779-0985. Back to your calls. And more on Bruins as the door is open for the Bruins to advance.
No, not according to Doug.
It is opened up. We'll talk about that. It's on the way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams.
Another Columbus guy here, Jim?
No. This is Dwight Yoakam. He's from Bakersfield.
Sorry. Tell you what. Sneaky good town.
Born in Columbus.
Cadillacs.
I love Dwight.
Hillbilly music. Yeah. Guitars, Cadillacs, and hillbilly music. Mm. Check, check, check.
Says born in Pikeville, Kentucky.
Pikeville, Kentucky.
But it says origin, Columbus, Ohio. He was raised in Columbus, Ohio. Born in Pikeville, Kentucky.
We got to break
raised
this
in Columbus, where he graduated from Northland High School in Columbus, Ohio in 1974.
Why did I always
Dwight
think...
Yoakam.
Why have I always thought Bakersfield?
But he then
Dwight
he
Yoakam.
Briefly attended Ohio Peter State Peter University Peter and then Baker dropped out and moved Street. To L.A. in 1977.
You're thinking okay. Baker Street.
No, I mean his...
Nope.
The song Streets of Bakersfield, a duet with Buck Owens, but I thought he was from Bakersfield.
Well, you can't
He's
get
from
more...
Columbus, and we've established that.
Can't but, get a better country
thank
name.
Thank you.
Dwight
okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. oh, wait a second. He had a band called the Bakersfield Biscuits. Oh, no, that's his food brand.
Val's.
Actual biscuits.
Oh, Val's in East Providence. Huh. Val.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey,
what's up?
Good. I just had a question. I was there yesterday at the Revs game, and I swear I've been to high school games where there was more energy and more bigger crowd. Do you think it's time for Kraft to consider moving the team out of Gillette and to a soccer-specific stadium and maybe even out of that Boston area because you already have four of the teams there? Maybe say something like Providence or Kentucky, where they already have the Plus Sox Stadium, which
I don't know.
Leaving.
I don't know. I mean, they do need a smaller type of stadium in that league. And Hardy, you were there last night. We said a little bit over,
okay,
what,
but those
estimated
are,
over 2,000.
Those are two different things there. Should they consider moving out? Of course they should consider moving out.
They want to move out.
Which they're, I mean, yeah. To say they're considering it, they haven't done it, but should they move to a soccer stadium? Yeah.
The problem is they build a massive facility.
But what happens
back,
if you still stink?
That's the problem.
You can't move to a new soccer stadium and put the same team out there that's out there last night and just expect it will be full.
That's why I
asked
him.
It will be good because you have a stadium.
He's like, we're getting the results in practice. You know, we're executing in drills. The problem is the execution doesn't carry over to the games. At some point, it does fall into players. And players means talent, type of players you have. Yeah, that's about as defeated as you could hear him.
You want to be able to play in a stadium that has the potential of selling out. And quite, it's not reasonable to think that they're going to sell out Gillette Stadium. Even
like
with what
kids.
They did in Atlanta and 50,000 people, it's not reasonable. So stop thinking about that.
Get
and
more people at a high school lacrosse game.
We talked about this last night. And I believe this. Part of the attendance issue with the Revolution, and it's the same explanation I use for college athletics around here, is the fact that you have got four viable teams right now. You've got people watching, right? A baseball team that just won the World Series had an historic number of wins. You got a football team that's always there. You got a hockey team in the playoffs. You got a basketball team in the playoffs. There are only so many things that people can give their attention to.
Sports-wise, yeah.
And you look at other cities and other markets where there are successful MLS teams. Yes, they have other major sports teams. There isn't another city that's currently going through a run.
From a contention standpoint.
That Boston has had going on now for 10-plus years.
Good point. It's a good point.
It's a tough ask sometimes.
And you need,
and in
you
order,
need to pay to get over
And in order to really ask earnestly and expect anybody to say yes, you got to be good. So it's a double whammy. They haven't been good.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other better products to watch. That remains the issue. And I know it's a different sport, and you can't get this necessarily anywhere else on this level in this town, but if people want to get their soccer fix, they can turn on the television. That's how, oh, by the way, most people are consuming their sports anyway. They're watching them on TV. It's not just about the attendance. You know, the attendance is an effect of what the overall interest is. Are people talking about this? Are they watching on TV? Is it something that, you know, they're getting around and kind of have as a part of their lives? Well, they already got four really successful teams that are a part of their lives right now. You want to make room for a fifth? And then come to the games too? You're going to have to get better. You're going to have to give them a little something more, because even the other teams, you know, look at the Bruins. There's no problem getting Bruins tickets in this town 10 years ago. That was not an issue.
Remember the day Neely sat there and
15
read
the, years ago.
Remember the day Neely had to sit there and read the new revamped concession stand items, like giant home cooked meatball.
That was after the labor strike.
But I mean, you talk about a downtime around here to where you're giving, you know, fans vouchers for food.
Right. Man. It wasn't too long ago we were goofing on the Red Sox for crowing about their sellout streak when you could tell that park wasn't anywhere near full on certain nights.
Watch it now.
So, yeah, I mean, the Revolution should not think that they're going to be immune to this either. You got to deliver some kind of a product to expect the people to show up. But I would also expect the people that claim to be diehards and they're supporting this team night in, night out to show up too. It's like, it's hypocritical of me. I'm still there. Every game, McCarthy is over there. It's either me or McCarthy in there every game. And we'll be there all season long.
Yeah, let's get him over.
What?
McCarthy over there.
Yeah.
McTakey.
Tall drink of water.
Yeah.
McTakey.
Another hardcore baseball.
By the way, Bakersfield, that's a whole sound of country music, Pete. I was just reading about it. It's like a whole genre of country music. I never knew.
Fred's in Norwood. Hi, Fred.
Oh. Hey, guys. Quick trivia question. It's that's why Yoakum song is in an iconic bar scene fight in a movie that you've all seen more than once. You know
Ooh.
What it is?
Ooh. It's not Roadhouse.
Not Roadhouse.
No. Terminator 2.
Pardon me?
Terminator 2.
Never
when
saw
Arnold
it.
Goes in and whoops all the bikers' ass.
Terminator anyway. 2 sucks. It's the kid. Ruins it. All right. What else?
Stay to your right.
I thought that was all he had.
I like your GPS.
Don't drive into the lake like Michael Scott.
It said left turn.
That's it. Go comatose for me, baby.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Ah, Dwight Yoakam in Wedding Crashers. Cameo in Wedding Crashers.
Well, you know Dwight Yoakam is. That's Doyle in Sling Blade.
It's
the mom's boyfriend.
Man.
That's Dwight Yoakam.
That is.
He's an evil son of a bitch in that movie.
Yep. Why don't you bring that boy in and bring your friend in here? I'll talk to him. Weirdo.
Go out in the shed and get my guitar. Yes, now.
Get some of them French fried potatoes. I go for a walk. I'm going to have me some blisters on my feet.
He was. I just recently saw him in Jim. You watched this Goliath.
Yep.
He was in Goliath.
Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah.
He's in a pretty regular role.
That was season one, though, right? Not season two.
Panic Room.
I forget. Yeah, it was in Goliath, though. Definitely with Billy Bob Thornton, right?
Yeah.
He's one of the burglars in Panic Room too. He plays a good bad guy.
I told you, Bledsoe built a panic.
Yeah, he played a bad guy in Goliath.
Yeah. Can we listen to "Fast as You" coming back out of the next break?
Nick is in Andover.
In a Dwight Yoakam mood.
Nick.
Yep. Hey guys, if the Patriots invest high in a tackle, where do you guys see Isaiah Wynn playing?
Right side
and right tackle.
Right tackle. Yes, eventually to take over from Marcus Cannon.
But where does he go right now?
He could be a swing guy.
Well,
right,
I thought he was a guard coming out of college.
Oh, he played guard and tackle in college.
And then what do you guys think of J.C. Jackson and Duke Dawson in the secondary?
Well, I think J.C. Jackson's trended well. He's a physical guy. He plays a lot hand-to-hand type combat where he's in your face. I could see him getting hit for a lot of calls. A little aggressive for the liking, but kid's played a lot.
I like him. He's handsy.
Crossing, same thing. You got all these rooks that stepped up and played well. We haven't seen anything at Duke Dawson
I have
yet.
No idea. How does anyone know who Duke Dawson is?
I have no idea.
Tell you about Jackson, Crossing, Dawson. Yeah. Don't know.
Put that in a song, Hardy.
Jesus, look at Crossan's neck.
It sounds like Dwight Yoakam's song.
Look at Crossan's neck in that picture. It's like Ted Johnson's neck. It's like they took Ted Johnson's neck, colored it.
Rob
and put it on
in him. Oklahoma, jeez. Where the hell have you been?
Bumasuda, I was going to say.
Bumasuda. I've had the work. It stinks.
Okay.
Hey.
You're working on the space station? You couldn't call us once?
Did you get a worse phone since you've called?
No. I work in the oil industry, so...
You've been on a rig?
No. I'm a petroleum engineer, so I had to make sure the guys on the rigs do their job, so...
Hey, you're a boss.
We're going rig to rig?
No. Nothing like that. No, I'm just a regular old Joe, just like everybody else.
Drive a pickup truck?
Petroleum engineer. It sounds like you're measuring viscosity and whatnot.
Unfortunately, yes. We got to do all the volumes and barrels and equations and all that nonsense.
Check the mineral content.
Yeah, exactly. It is. Yeah, truly. It is. All that stuff.
All that good stuff.
What do you got, Zoe?
I got nothing.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, hey. Marquise Brown, he honestly is a good kid. This guy is a hard nose. He plays
Hollywood
hard.
Brown.
Yeah, he's Hollywood. They call him Hollywood because he got the nickname from Gus Johnson, like Louth said the other day. It wasn't something that he had made up or anything. It was just given to him. Yeah, he is related to Antonio, but he's
that's
not
a problem.
Like Antonio. I know it is. Yeah, I know, but. You know, you can't help who you're related to. But he's
pick your friends. You can't pick family,
Rob. Pick your family, but yeah. You know what? I can still hold it against you.
Pick where to drill.
Wasn't that around here?
So Rob wants Hollywood. I don't want Hollywood.
And he's from Hollywood, Florida. That's the nickname. That's where it came from.
Please. You don't know that.
I kind of hope they get him now.
I don't know that.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
He doesn't have any muscles in his legs.
All I know is ever since you put him off the board, all I can hear is positive draft analysis from everyone on this guy.
Of course, because these people don't know what they're talking about.
I think it's because there's no other good receivers in the draft. I think this poor receiver draft at the top.
Class stinks.
I did hear, though, once the first receiver goes off the board in the mid-20s, there's going to be like a run on 10 of them in the next 20 picks.
And in the second round, that's what Chase said too.
So late tonight, early tomorrow.
It's too bad the Patriots didn't have a way of knowing this was going to be a bad receiver class before they, you know, let all the receivers, not sign any in the offseason. There's no way of knowing, though.
We're going to run some more draft names by you next segment. Take an assessment of all the names that have been linked to the Patriots today in the final mock drafts.
Jojuan.
Including that one next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tub, Zolak, and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The first selection will be made by the New England Patriots. The Patriots select Drew Bledsoe, quarterback, Washington State University.
That was 26 years ago today. 26 years ago, they drafted Drew Bledsoe, the New England Patriots. And maybe they draft a quarterback tonight. 26 years later to the day.
Freaking Parcells.
That was a Saturday morning back then, right?
Big bad boots in
sure
my
was.
Suitcase.
Where were you, Zoe?
Why didn't you draft Meyer? I'd have been starting in 2 years. Pud.
Where were you during that draft? Did you know what was happening?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they brought him in, worked him out. I knew it was between him and Meyer. That's at that point. You have discussion with him. He said, hey, bleep happens. You know what I like? I like gym rats. I like guys to be around the building. You're one of those guys. You do that, you ain't going anywhere.
You know what, though? Zoe, you have to think about this a little less selfishly. All right, so had they gone with someone else, you would have gotten the starting job, and you would have done well, and you probably would have won a couple Super Bowls. I don't know that you would have had Brady ever show up here and go on the unprecedented run. So really, you're asking to trade out like at least three rings. I mean, how many really were you think you were good for?
None. No, you didn't think it's Super Bowl. Dude, I was playing in front of 2-14 teams in a stadium on AstroTurf that they converted to grass. And then we were going to start wearing these Flying Elvis helmets. And remember those jerseys when they first made us put them on? We're like, what the hell are these things?
When did you sign your second contract?
I can't even. I don't even know. It was my first year was a 3-year deal. So it was Parcells. Yeah.
So 92. So before the 95 season?
It was like a 4-year, $2.5 million deal. Yeah. 3 years. Held out. Yep. I signed a 3-year deal, and then I signed a 4-year deal, and then we reworked it at Bledsoe's wedding on a cocktail napkin with Mr. Kraft. He and I did it together because Parcells was trying to run me out of time.
Look at this story I just pulled up. I was looking up for some details. Ready for this one?
What do you got?
My point was going to be you should have left before your second contract.
Yeah.
You could have fought for a starting job in the league.
Everything's timing, man. This freaking league is timing. And
the
at that
backups
time,
when you played were so much better than they are now. It's not even funny.
The starters were so much better during my That's time. True too. It was I was in the heart of the Montana, Marino, Elway, all of them. Jesus.
Yeah, you just sort of hit it at a bad time.
Jim Kelly.
In the '90s, there were legit backups in the NFL.
Yeah.
You could look at a backup quarterback and say, oh, that guy can start.
Don Majkowski was a backup, ends up being the magic man in Green Bay until they draft Favre, and Favre gets traded from Atlanta to there, and then it's just everything's timing and where you land.
All right, so just turn your headphones down for a second. Beat and I are going to talk about you. Don't you have to consider at least the possibility that Zoe was not interested in a starting job? He rather liked getting paid a handsome sum of money for not doing much work. I mean,
it's good work.
Look what he does now. Okay, you can turn it back up.
I just was looking for details on your contract, yeah. And it said this story was from August of 96. It says Zolak in a fight for job. I don't remember it that way, but this is what it says. Yeah. Kevin McNamara wrote it.
Yeah.
You ever have a beef with him?
Mac, no.
Scott Zolak is once again fighting for the Patriots' backup quarterback spot, a position he likely thought he had locked up.
Who are they fighting with?
After taking one for the team in the offseason, Zolak, 28. Oh, how great would it be to be 28 again? So.
Oh, man.
Had his contract restructured in June, taking a nearly $500,000 pay cut. It's big. That's a very team-friendly activity you did there.
Yeah, I was slated to make $850 that year. Yeah.
Ralph Sindrich said Zolak took the pay cut for the good of the team.
Uh-huh.
Team guy.
Yep, teamwork.
That's what he is. Team player.
Teamwork.
So you went from 800 to 300?
No, 400. 850 to 400.
It says Jay Barker. Jay Barker?
His wife told my wife they were looking for a house.
Barker is pushing Zolak in this training camp. Earlier this week, Bill Parcells said the backup quarterback position was one of the things I still have to sort out.
Yeah. So the funny thing was
him pushing his buttons.
I remember that.
Bill pushing buttons.
Bill wasn't giving me any snaps because his reply to me was, I understand what you can do. I need to find out what this kid can do. So he would give him all the reps. And he was going to play him in a preseason game. He put him in a preseason game called two straight screen passes that he hit the back and the feet with because he almost crapped his pants. Bill goes, get in the game.
Jay Barker.
He's done.
Come on.
Like, keep bringing them in, pal. Then it would be Jay Walker and other people. Just keep bringing them in.
All right, we get some first-round names based on mock draft, final mock drafts by a number of mock draft type of people in the NFL, people that cover the league. We'll do it in rapid fire. At NFL Draft Scout in their final mock draft, that's Matt Miller.
Oh, is it raining in Nashville?
That sucks. Matt Miller, Bleacher Report. He has wide receiver A.J. Brown. To the Patriots. Yay or nay?
Nay.
Mel Kiper has tight end Noah Fonz.
Yay.
I'm a yay on that.
I'm a yay on that one.
Todd McShay in his final mock draft has safety Darnell Savage.
Maryland? Yeah, in. Fear Turtle.
So is it on the Maryland safety? Fear Turtle, let's go.
God, probably four.
That's who Todd McShay has. Yep. Chris Collinsworth. has a defensive lineman, Jerry Tillery, as going to the Patriots in the first round.
That's one of the defensive linemen I don't know anything about.
Notre Dame. Good.
Oh, he's good?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Jim's big thumbs up on that.
You know why? Because Collinsworth's kid went to Notre Dame.
Is that right?
He's a big pro football focus guy. Maybe it's an analytics thing.
I'm sure.
Evan Silva, another big draft guy. He's got the same pick as McShay. He's going with Darnell Savage as well. That's two guys for Darnell Savage. And Charlie Casserly.
I tell you what.
What's he ever gotten right, says Bill Belichick.
Football? Hey, football?
He's got A.J. Brown to the Patriots. Another A.J. Brown guy.
Come on in, A.J. You're going to paint the floor red.
Play some football.
Foxborough. Come on in, football.
Bucky Brooks as a quarterback to the Patriots in the first round tonight.
No chance. A quarterback?
Not only just a quarterback, but a quarterback that is off the board in these parts, Daniel Jones.
No. No. Again.
No.
50% completion percentage against Virginia with 3 touchdowns to 9 picks in the 3 games he played against them.
Continuing with the mock drafts, first rounders, final mock drafts from NFL experts. We've already gone over what Peter Schrager thinks. He thinks that it's Jawan Johnson.
Not Joe Juwan.
Felgi. No.
J-O-E-J-U-A-N. Joe Juwan Williams from Vanderbilt.
No, it's Joe Juwan.
Joe Juwan. I'm going to make Sosie call him Joe Juwan.
Joe Juwan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Joe Juwan.
Mm-hmm. Joe Juwan. I will never get past it, though. Joe Juwan.
And you know what?
Joe Juwan.
In this tweet that summed it up, it's a mistypo.
He's cut, too.
Look Juwan Williams.
He is physically.
Did they put Johnson?
Yeah.
I almost did that, too. Remember the Celtics drafted Juwan Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible guy.
Joe Juwan.
It's Williams, though.
Joe Juwan.
I almost typed that this morning.
Joe Juwan.
Move the sticks.
Wait a minute. What is it now? Is it Joe Juwan or Joe Juwan?
Joe Juwan.
Don't Joe Juwan.
Daniel Jeremiah has Noah Fant to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue to call him Font in honor of Bob Sosa. You would have to call him that.
Mm-hmm.
Another tight end. This one from Benjamin Albright. You know, he's had some reports over the years on happenings in the NFL. He's got Irv Smith, tight end prospect to the Patriots. Phil Perry, our very own Phil Perry. Defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence. Evan Lazar, another local guy. Also going with Jerry Tillery. Same pick as Collinsworth, Notre Dame guy. Ben Volen going with a defensive lineman. And Jeffrey Simmons. Doug Kide of Nesson. He goes Dexter Lawrence as well. So a lot of names in there repeating themselves. Dexter Lawrence, Jerry Tillery. Only get a couple of Darnell Savages. Darnell Savage is in there twice out of Maryland. And we'll find out tonight if any of them got it right.
And we come back in here tomorrow. Jonah Williams from Alabama, the left tackle. He's a true left tackle, big sucker. Belichick went down to do Nick Saban 30 for 30. Little thing down there as he scouted Alabama out. He's looking at the defense and everybody, and Irv Smith Jr. to tight end. He's going to take the left tackle from Alabama.
Give us the name one more time.
Jonah Williams had 3 missed assignments this year at Alabama. 3 plays.
That is Zoe's final mock draft. We find out tonight who the Patriots will draft in the first round, if anyone. Tomorrow we will obviously have those answers and discuss and get ready for round 2.
We'll know where Joe Juwan went to.
Joe Juwan. Coming up next, we have today's takeaway.
J-O-E-J-U-A-N. Joe Juwan Williams from
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Wake and Win 80 Weight Loss. If your doctor recommends losing weight, get to one of the 5 Awaken 180 weight loss locations today and get your free consultation. A couple things today. Well, all of a sudden, like, you know, now that the Bruins advance and maybe the road and the path of resistance looks not so difficult as it did maybe 4 weeks ago, you can't reset expectations now all of a sudden. People getting angry, get frustrated.
Okay, you're talking about that caller today?
Pissed off at me.
Hey guys, what's up?
Doug the Thug, what up?
Not much. I think we're overlooking this Eastern Conference here. The Islanders are a pretty good team. If we actually watch some hockey games, that'd be great. The Canes just beat the defending champs in Game 7. And the Blue Jackets just swept Tampa Bay, and we're all acting like we're going to walk this Stanley Cup.
I'm confused.
So you don't obviously think that's going to happen. You think they've got difficult series ahead of them.
So a lot harder than we think.
Do you think that the teams that got eliminated were a little more overrated than what they should have been?
Exactly. Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Jesus.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, wow. But how can you have that both ways?
I don't know.
To say the teams that got bounced were overrated, but the teams who beat them were great.
Don't really
and
know.
Underrated.
Don't
can
really
both
know
of those
anything.
Things be true?
Well, no. a little bit underrated and a little bit overrated.
I would say the teams that got beat were not underrated. They got beat. And they got upset, and therefore we got to look at the other teams and say, those teams are pretty good. I already said that about the Islanders today, and we've been saying that for 2 days about the Blue Jackets.
Because 2 weeks ago, there wasn't one person locally that would have picked the Bruins over either the Lightning or the Capitals.
Would not have done it.
Nope.
Jesus.
I was just angry. Doug was just mad.
Doug.
Yeah, thank you.
Speaking of guys who are mad today, I don't think Brad Friedel, head coach of the Revs, was in the best of moods. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline on Zolak and Bertrand. Welcome in the head coach of the New England Revolution. It's Brad Friedel with us. Hi, coach.
Afternoon.
You don't sound too... we've done some Rev stock here today, and some disgruntled fans, some people who were down there last night to witness it. Was that a tough one for you as it was for them?
Yeah, I would assume harder, just as hard. And I you know, it's one of those performances that I and my staff
might want to pick that one up.
would have to apologize to the fans for the ones that did come down
or not pick it up. You may not want to pick that
one. The double ring, that's an inside ring.
Whew. Is that what it is? Is that true?
Yeah, it's inside the building. Colin. Ding ding.
Should we play the end of that again? You guys were talking?
Yeah, no.
Yeah sure, Jim.
A little shot at the fans, you think? No?
Yeah, I think there was. Yeah.
That I and my staff would have to apologize to the fans for the ones that did come down.
The ones that did come down.
Mm. Meaning no one was there.
Meaning we had 6 people here.
I thought you said it was packed.
Oh, man. Do you know what he said back in March? You said about the league and MLS in general?
Yeah, like we don't have fans waiting for players at their cars or shout at them on radio.
The mentality of a player in this league, a lot of the players, when they lose, it doesn't hurt enough. There's not relegation. They don't get fined.
Yeah.
They don't have fans waiting by their cars. They don't have people beating them up.
It's true.
They don't have the pressures they have in other leagues. Meaning you can lose and not really care that much.
And not suffer a whole lot of consequences.
There's fans that know what players drive. Remember like the David Price stuff?
So he said,
car and
we have to as a staff put the pressure on them, or we have to find the players that it doesn't matter. Some people are self-motivated, some aren't.
We need to huddle up about something.
What?
And maybe play this tomorrow. Tom and Worcester sent us something.
What is it?
Based on Cornhenge. Stonehenge from Spinal Tap. I was reluctant to play it. You don't know the movie.
Play it.
You don't know the movie.
Play it.
You want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
In recent times, a couple of years before anyone cared where Columbus was, there lived a boring group of people. The Buckeyes.
It's got potential.
Not really.
See, this is the problem. If you don't know Spinal Tap, this is not going to...
What's the crime rate in Worcester?
This is not going to mean much to you. What's that?
Must be an off day.
No, I think it's really good. I think it's funny. But if you don't know Spinal Tap,
I understand where he's going.
Yep, there's a song called Stonehenge that Spinal Tap plays, and it's just maybe I'll find like a good section of it. We'll play it tomorrow. How's that?
Yeah.
After the Bruins play Columbus.
Does it feel like game night
tonight?
Does it feel like game night?
No, not yet.
I don't. I agree.
It will start to feel like game night next.
I hope the Bruins know it's game night
because Felger Masser live from TD Garden.
Oh, ho.
Bang on the glass.
Put him on a glass.
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Wrap the glass.
All right.
Do it.
Let's go, Bees. Let's go, Pats.
Talk to you tomorrow at 10. Bye.
Trade up.
Jojuan. Jojuan. Jojuan Williams from Vanderbilt.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you from our Star Market studios at the TD Garden, where Bruins Blue Jackets are ready for game one, second round of the NHL
round
playoffs.
Round two, bitches, here we go.
What does that smell like?
You smell that? You smell that, Judd Surratt? Game one. I love the smell of game one in the morning.
That's not where we're starting, though. We'll get to plenty of Bruins Blue Jackets, trust me. But tonight is also the first round of the NFL draft, Maz.
Yes, it is.
And we have not done a ton.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.